An icon of California's timber industry says it's on the brink of bankruptcy. Pacific Lumber is known for ongoing battles with environmentalists over its cutting of giant redwoods. Now the company says unless it can cut more trees, it may go under. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Humboldt County is the capital of California's ancient redwoods. They dot the landscape in a scene that is in many ways part of the Golden State's global image. Christy Wrigley walks through an orchard where, for the past century, her family has been growing apples on the North Fork of the Elk River. That's where their drinking water comes from. And it was there that, back in the early 90s, she discovered how Pacific Lumber's timber harvesting was ruining the water.
We first started to experience the bad-tasting coffee, the dirty laundry, the showers that left you gritty, the accumulation of silt in the toilet bowl.
Wrigley and her neighbors say upstream sediment has turned once healthy streams full of salmon into muddy pits. What's more, the sediment clogs the streams, causing routine floods onto nearby homes, roads, and her orchard.
You cannot log on the equivalent of 65% of a 19-square-mile watershed and not directly affect the first downstream resident in the manner that I have been describing for the last 8 years.
Pacific Lumber doubled its rate of cutting trees shortly after the company was taken over by the Texas-based Maxam Corporation. Critics say the deal struck Pacific Lumber with a heavy debt, and the only way to pay it off was cutting more trees. But the company's senior scientist, Kate Sullivan, says it's wrong to blame local water problems on Pacific Lumber's logging practices.
It's not so simple to say that today's logging is making all the sediment. Actually, yesterday's logging is making a fairly significant portion of it.
Sullivan and other company officials attribute the sediment to what they call legacy logging, a phrase that conjures up images of massive cutting around the turn of the 20th century. But the company acknowledges more recent logging may have been a factor. Several years ago, when Pacific Lumber was trying to sell part of its land, it agreed to limit logging on other parts of its property. Now the company says those limits have put them in dire financial straits. It now claims annual losses of up to $100 million. The company closed three mills and laid off about half of its workforce. Robert Manny is a president of Pacific Lumber.
The trend, if it continues, is we will be forced to lay off more people. We will be forced to close several facilities. And even in the worst instance, we will possibly be filing bankruptcy.
And that could have a dramatic impact on the already economically depressed Humboldt County, where Pacific Lumber is the biggest employer and taxpayer. The company has asked a regional water quality board to approve 12 new logging permits, even as local residents are protesting. Late last week, an executive officer for the board granted Pacific Lumber about half of the logging permits it was seeking. The company won't say if that's enough to head off a bankruptcy. Meanwhile, company critics aren't happy. Bill Bertain is a lawyer who represents residents such as Christy Wrigley. He expects the Regional Water Quality Board will eventually allow the company to continue logging, even in very young forests.
In a sense, what's been going on, and it's continuing with the continued push to harvest small, tiny trees, is we're eating, in effect, the seed corn. We're destroying the job base for the future. And it didn't have to be this way, but Maxam has got itself into this position, and you know they shouldn't blame anybody but themselves.
But Pacific Lumber President Robert Manny says his company is being unfairly maligned by environmentalists who, he claims, won't be happy until they shut him down. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.